Republican Representative Bill Wright says too much sex education is being taught in Utah schools.
With maturation taught in fifth and sixth grade, there was sex education material that was basically drafted and suited for high school students.
So in an effort to fix the perceived problem, Wright introduced House Bill 363.
Our children have access, and homes have access to Planned Parenthood webpage. There's hundreds of others. I mean, shouldn't we actually be teaching about abstinence? It might be the only place that some students hear about abstinence. We're not denying them anything.
But under Wright's original plan, if a school didn't teach abstinence only, it couldn't teach any sex ed at all, which is what West High senior Mackenzie McMillan showed up to protest Thursday afternoon.
I'm more informed. I make wise choices. You know, that comes from having supportive parents as well. But I think that when people are informed, they thrive.
After 2 hours of debate, the bill was amended to ease the concerns of those who worried it would prohibit talking about sex in subjects like poetry and history. In an 8-7 vote, the committee removed the ban on discussing contraception, homosexuality, and sex before marriage. But the bill still forbids educators from promoting them or providing instruction on the use of contraceptives. Democratic Representative Carol Spackman Moss spoke out in favor of the amendment, but says she is disappointed with how quickly her colleagues passed the bill out of committee as the time reached 6 o'clock.
It greatly improved a really bad bill, but the bottom line is if this bill in any way inhibits the ability for kids to get accurate information on a topic that is life-altering, we should not be passing it in haste just to get out of here and get it passed and onto the floor.
The legislation will now be heard on the House floor. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.